This is session 5 of the Action Research course. The main topic of this section is beginning to think about evaluations. Now, evaluations play two roles in this course. One is, in order to make plans to undertake actions, you need to know when other people have pursued the same action or a similar action, and how well it's worked. So you need to look for their evaluations of what they've done. And then as you plan an action, you want to be able to, after it's implemented, to be able to evaluate how well it's worked and show that evaluation to someone else. So if it's worked really well, they might follow your lead, or they might fund you to do it again, or give you permission to do it again, depending on who the they is you're showing it to. Or your evaluation might also help you see how you would adjust it and improve on it. So evaluations come in the before and the after in the diagram of the action research cycles and epicycles. And it's always good to look ahead, to think about how you'd evaluate the effect of your action before you go ahead with the action. Because if you don't have a way of evaluating it, then maybe you need to reformulate what the action is, or what it is you're trying to do with that action. Evaluations are everywhere in the world, and in fact there's a huge discipline or field of evaluation. There are annual meetings, there are special interest groups, there are many different angles on evaluation. I've never been to one of those meetings, but I've sometimes looked up their program and noticed the different things they're emphasizing. But there are books and books published, and in many areas it's impossible to get a grant unless you show that you've built in a form of evaluating what it is you're doing. And often, because evaluation's been professionalized, they'll say, and the evaluators have to be independent of the people doing the actions. In action research, we usually don't have that separation between the people doing the action and evaluating, because we believe that evaluation is integrated into this process of you reflecting and dialoguing and adjusting what you're doing, and you're the best people to learn from it. But that still doesn't mean that your evaluation should be evaluation light. So in this week and the following week, using a tool called the evaluation clock, we'll try to make you proficient, or at least conversant with an approach that gets you to be very systematic and very careful about being able to evaluate what you're doing and show the effects of it. The way we're going to start doing this is to get you to read a clipping that involves an action and talks about the results of a study that show the actions effective. And that's this good clipping on the effects of a smoking ban. So you can get access to that good clipping by going to the readings, the password protected readings. So I'm going to take a break here while you get out the good clipping. What I want you to do when you read the good clipping is to think about how they evaluated the effects of this smoking ban and whether you're convinced by the results. Then we'll I paused here because I'm thinking about the face-to-face class as well as the online class. Well, what's best in all situations is to share what you thought, because it'll turn out not everyone thinks the same thing about this smoking ban. So this is a good opportunity to use the listserv to write comments, or if you're in the face-to-face class, to share them with a neighbor, and then to share with the class as a whole. So get out the good clipping, read it, try to understand what it is they've done and how they've shown it's effective, and see whether you're convinced, and if not, why not? Okay, I'm assuming you've turned off the recording, done all those things, and now we're back again. I won't know what you've said or what you've thought about it, so I'm not going to refer to that. What is true about evaluations is there's always a comparison involved. You know, often it's before versus after. Sometimes it's one group versus another group. You know, maybe there's a new curriculum, and if there are two second grade classes, it'll be taught in one second grade class and not in the other, and you can compare some result. So when you're comparing, you're also comparing according to some criteria. These days, the criteria in schools seems to always be test scores. But there may well be other criteria that are important to you, and very different things may be relevant to a new curriculum. Maybe just whether every student felt included. Maybe, you know, feelings, not just test scores. But exactly what criteria it depends on. What the situation is that you're taking some action to change, what your goals are in trying to change that situation. But come what may, there's a comparison that's involved. So the evaluation clock comes in two forms in this course. There's a short clock, which is mostly steps 2, 3, and 4. The clock, I think, starts at 0 rather than 12 to indicate that you start at 0 and you go around to 11. And I should say it's a funny kind of clock, because you don't always go step by step, minute by minute, from the hand moving around 0, 1, 2. It's like the action research cycles and epicycles. You look ahead, and sometimes looking ahead affects the way you do the earlier steps. But it was called an evaluation clock in the initial publication that I learned it from, and I've kept that name as I've adapted it. In this case, we're not going to get you to do the full clock, the full 12 steps. We're going to get you to do the comparison steps, 2, 3, and 4, to analyze the smoking ban clipping. This is a published evaluation of a past action. So you're going to use the evaluation clock to try to make sense of what someone did. And then you're also going to use the evaluation clock to design evaluations. Sometimes when you use the evaluation clock to look at published evaluations of past actions, the information you've got, particularly if it's in a newspaper article, is partial, and you've got some gaps in there. So sometimes you can speculate about what would have fitted in those steps of the clock. And sometimes you can say, look, they didn't do it very well, I'm going to design it differently. In any case, using the clock to analyze published evaluations of the past gets you a lot more clear about what it is they've shown, how reliable it is, and what you can base on that evaluation. And that will prime you to be able to design an evaluation that might be part of your own project. So what's ahead for you in today's class is to today's session is to, first of all, try to use the short clock and on the smoking ban clipping, the good clipping, share what you, questions you have, maybe even share the results on the listserv, and then to try to use it to just think about an action you might be taking, or you might be designing that you could take for your project, and what the comparison steps would be, the steps 2 to 4 for that action. Now, you may be at the stage in your project where there are a number of different actions that you might be considering. So do one or do two of them. Don't try to lump them all into one, because different actions have different comparisons, different criteria for whether it was effective or not. So if you're not sure about which action is going to be the center for your project, try it for, subdivide it into the distinct, discrete actions and do it for one or two. When you're finished this session, the follow-up is to reread the guide to the evaluation clock, and it will probably make more sense to you after you've actually used it. And from my experience, using the clock doesn't come naturally to everyone. So again, like in previous sessions, try it out, submit it to the instructor and get some feedback. But also in the next session, you'll get a chance to work with your peers to help each other or to seek help in the areas that you're having most difficulty with. So if that's the clock, that's what you'll get help in. If it's the KAQ or the PD workbooks or using the wiki, you can get help in that as well. So good luck, I hope it goes well, and I'll be interested to hear back from the instructor how it went.